Now that we've talked about the New York Jets offense, let's switch to the defensive side of the ball. And Kendall, this is a defense that, in what they're successful with, is very similar to what we saw last Sunday with the St. Louis Rams, and that they are built around that front four, that defensive line.
Yeah, that front line is doing a nice job. And, you know, two of the guys have, I think, 8.5 sacks between them, or maybe 7.5. Sheldon Richardson, first off, the defensive tackle at 325 pounds. He is going to be a force. So it was a different type of defensive lineman last week in terms of Aaron Donald, who knifed through there. I guess they did have Brockers. But Sheldon Richardson, that's an all-day sucker, and they'll have their hands full with him. And then, of course, Muhammad Wilkerson, who leads the team with 4.5 sacks. And I think it's interesting is those two guys have 79 tackles between the two of them. So that front four will present an issue. You talk about it. I think something else on the defensive side, and I know we'll talk about it a little more, is when you talk about the sacks that they have, they've done a good job there. But the big thing is 10 of the players on the team have one sack or more. And then there's two other guys that have a half sack. So, again, it goes back to you don't know where it's coming from.
That is a staple of a Rex Ryan defense and trying to create doubt for the offense and where the pressure is coming from. You mentioned it. This is the New York Jets team that has 24 sacks so far this season, which ties them for fourth in the NFL, along with the Kansas City Chiefs. They have the same number of sacks coming into this game. But you mentioned it. It's Sheldon Richardson, the former University of Missouri Tiger, and then Quentin Coples, Muhammad Wilkerson. Those three guys have combined for 46 quarterback hurries. We saw last week against the Rams what Alex Smith, his Chiefs offense, tried to do to kind of combat that quick defensive line, and that was get the ball out quickly, which was interesting last week against the Rams because they weren't necessarily getting the ball out quickly to the wide receivers. They were using Travis Kelce, DeAnthony Thomas. They were trying to get those guys in space to put pressure on those defensive backs to make plays out in space, and the Chiefs won more battles than they lost in that area.
Well, they did, and that's all about it in the NFL is you try to put pressure, you try to find the mismatches, and I don't think there's anybody better than that than Andy Reid. And you talk about the secondary, Calvin Pryor's back there, one person who is not back there is Milner, got hurt a couple of games ago. And that really, the secondary, I mean, you call it the way you see it. The secondary of the Jets, frankly, is having a rough time. And it's something that I expect the Chiefs would try to take advantage of on Sunday. That being said, the way they go about things is that they throw balls less than 10 yards in the air, or they throw balls behind the line of scrimmage and they get them in space like you talked about. And the one staple of the Andy Reid offense that I've seen this year is you don't get the same thing week to week. I think it's interesting, not only not week to week, but play to play, as you see a change in personnel each and every down. I still, in the last 2 weeks, have not seen the same personnel in two plays in a row. I think that's very unique. It's hard to do, but they're doing a nice job of it, no doubt about it.
You watch an Andy Reid team, seeing that chess match and how he uses different groups is a lot of fun. If you watch the game with that eye and see all the different things that they're doing, you talked about the two Jets starting cornerbacks, Darren Walls and Antonio Allen. They're both allowing over 133 passer rating when thrown at them, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. This is an area you might see the Chiefs trying attack on Sunday, but you know, we talk about it every week about how important it is to get out in front and to get a lead.
Yes.
But when you're going up against a quarterback who's only completing 46% of his passes, a team that loves to run the football, is a top 5 in the NFL in rushing yards, and they're coming to a place like Arrowhead Stadium, very loud, very difficult to move the ball, it becomes that much more important. Everything just kind of fits into, if the Chiefs get a lead, it's going to be really, really tough for New York to come back.
I think it will be because, again, you get behind by more than one score, and you have to depend on the passing game. It's just not the strength of the New York Jets this year, and I don't care what coordinator you have, and I think Bob Sutton's a great one, but if you have a coordinator who knows that they're becoming one-dimensional, that gives you so many more options. And again, New York has done a good job defending the run for the most part, and they've done a good job running with the ball, but to be a complete defense or a complete offense, you have to have a good semblance of the two, and that hasn't been the case for the Jets this year.
Exactly right. 60% of their points have been in the first half. So Chiefs coming out, getting a lead early will be the focus for this team, as it is every week. But playing at Arrowhead, it's that much more important. For Chiefs Live, I am Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with 15-year NFL veteran Kendall Gaiman.
And off Charles to run to the near side. He's got the open field. It's going to be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tamahali. Wants to throw for ball. He had the 30 and the 20.